Kisa Shulchan Aruch Simin Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph. Halokeach kelim ashayochem lisud migoy. A person who bought kelim that are used in the meal, whether it's for the cooking of the meal or the serving of the meal, all the clay suda are bought from the goy, need to go to a tefila process. It's like a type of geiris for the kelim. Afilim kelim lechadoshim. Even if the new kelim have to go through this process. Im heim shemini matchas or tzchuches or shalishtamish pem shum tashmish afilim vitzoyden ad shetoyvim moisei b'mayinam of mikse. B'mokim shekoshel tefilas isha nida. If one buys these metal or glass kelim that are used for the suda, he cannot use them, even if he's just going to put in some food into them, and just to hold cold food in them. Even so, since it's serving a purpose as holding the food, it's also to do that type of shimush, unless you put it in a wellspring, stream, or a mikveh that is kosher for being toivel a person. What does this do? She yates me to Moshe shall go to Joshua shall Yisrael, to leave the tomb of being in the ownership of a goy to the Kedusha Klal Yisrael. Makadosh, even the kelim we eat with, not just the food itself. The kelim at tefillah mevoch al kli echad shekishol b'tzivono al tzivono al tzivos keli. If it's one kli, then we make a bracha al tzivos keli. Hashnayim ayoyis mevoch shekishol b'tzivisov tzivono al tzivos kelim. If there are multiple ones, then one makes a bracha al tzivos kelim. There are those that always make the nusach of al tzivos kelim.